when God sees that the Jews are crying, he saw that the Egyptians had exceeded their mandate, right? Do the Goyim have an ability to affect the outcome of this end game of God to get to bringing itself into the world? Had the Jews not been subjected so harshly, then it would have gone a different way. Would we have had Kriyas Yamsuf and the plagues, all these things? Had the Egyptians just been sort of just done it a little bit? I mean, what would have been the alternative? You know, had they not exceeded their mandate to be cruel?
It sort of all goes back to this issue of Yari described as these Yitzitzis, these sparks. Mm-hmm. And these sparks represent different achievements in Kedusha by different forces or different energies of Kedusha. So that the manner in which these sparks became accessible to Klal Yisrael was by virtue of the fact that they came to this place where a very intense Koyach of Tuma that was suppressing these sparks, and in a certain sense parasitically sustained by them, by their servitude there. A servitude apparently which rectified barriers between themselves and Kedusha, which was struck by their right even to access these parts. So they went into servitude. And by the mortification of the physical, were able to liberate these, to access these sparks and liberate them for condition. So they say that there are many, many values, many issues of Tera that became part of Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they entered the previous Isaiah, Vodas Perach, the song that's rigorous work was what was necessary to give Klal Yisrael access to just the logic of Tera. The objective should have been, or was supposed to have been, that they would serve out their time there under conditions that were constantly repressive to the flesh. And in that way, they would gain access to all of the spies. Now, let's say they'd been there for the full 400 years under conditions that were less brutal. And that they had, in fact, thereby been able to access and liberate all the summit. It would have been a different world. It would have been a world of value, so it would have been duly either informed or armed or equipped, whatever the case would be, to interact with the world at the level that would have enabled some definitive redemption from all of this pain and misery and suffering. And would not have required Kriyas Yamsuf. Would not have required. I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf was a massive miracle. But more than being a massive miracle, it has become spiritual resources. Because when we approach the barriers to spirituality in our world, we kind of bulldoze it. And it yields to us. It does so because Kriyas Yamsuf has become now one of our resources, chasms that can't be crossed, or challenges that ordinarily can't be overcome. So we can stay the path, and because of Kriyas Yamsuf, we have an ability to make the sea splits. We have all of these things that ultimately yield to the determination of Klal Yisrael. Having gone through the system as it was originally intended to be, and we had the work that was supposed to happen, the spiritual work that was supposed to have been achieved, that would have been done, we maybe we wouldn't have needed creation. Maybe we wouldn't have needed all the different things that happened to us in the desert, because those things would have been accounted for in a different way. So, can the dream affect history and affect our modus operandi and stuff? Yeah, they can do. What they can't affect is the end game result. Because the Bindshan doesn't go this way, okay, so you're not gonna let it happen. If your hatred is gonna turn time into this purgatory, so we'll take them out of it. Instead, I'll give them Kriya Samson. It's Makos, Yanani Hakovic, so that they can survive in the desert. So that we're still moving from here to our destination, which is Be'im Ahu Yashem Echad Shmei Echad. At the end, Hashem is going to be, we'll bring about the result that he wants to bring about for Klal Yisrael and for his world, and that purpose will be realized. Can they affect the different stations along the way? It can affect them a lot, but they can't affect the ultimate result. To them, again, had they been there over the 400 years, there would have been no other Golias, no other need for it to go through Babel or Media or Greece or Edom.
So it would have been completed.
Right. The Christ one is making all of these effects that need to happen in the world. Usually by virtue of the interaction of Klal Yisrael with the world. So, based on Klal Yisrael's response to what's going on, a certain acquisition is made by Klal Yisrael, an achievement is made in terms of settling certain issues in history and the Bria. Each time the world, or more correctly, each time evil orchestrates its forces in the world to challenge Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael either succeeds or fails, it changes. So now it either requires something else, or now something is done, now that you move on to a different level, you move on to a different acquisition. The point over here is that while the necessity for these steps and this progression to be mastered is all part of the divine plan, it could have happened in many ways. And there's a... The Torah was extant before the creation of the world. Nonetheless, it found its way into stories of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Klal Yisrael in the desert and all this kind of stuff as a result of the fact that as God was dealing with these forces between the challenges of evil, the responses of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, the Shvat and Yosef, and as all of these things were happening, you have two things here. You have the acquisitions of that need to be made in history by Kedusha. You have the changes in his that need to happen in the world as a result of these acquisitions. All of these kinds of things are part of this original Teva. Now, what form do they take in history? So, Avraham Avinu comes along and does such and such. Right? So, Hashem configures the Teva according to what, you know, so now this becomes a story that Avraham. In reality, those letters, even though they tell a story about Avraham, pre-existed, not necessarily in the form of the story of Avraham. They pre-existed in a certain step in history. could have taken other forms. It took the form because of Avram's choice, and then Avram responds and took from Avram. So Hashem recorded that achievement history in the form of the story about Avram. So it wants historicity, but it's a historical event which was recorded in a conceptual, moral energy step before the world was given. So, I'm just trying to see if I can find a metaphor for it. Let's say the objective of a parent is to see to it that his son becomes a doctor or a violinist, or whatever, something. He knows that this is this child's potential, his genius, and this is where he's going to shine, this is where he'll be most fulfilled, whatever. Now, he's a wise man, he's a clever man, and he knows that he has to get his son from being a tutor to being a violinist, to being a system, whatever it is. So, he knows what steps need to be mastered along the way. Mathematics, you gotta know advanced algebra, you gotta know calculus, you gotta know physics, you gotta know. That's what pre-med, you gotta know. You need to know music, you gotta know what you're gonna know. However, this kid does have fairly active and curious disposition on his own, so he's gonna sample a lot of different things along the way. The father, who has a certain kind of influence over this young man by virtue of the fact that he's the one who's supplying him with money, and he's the one whose love and respect needs him, this kid. So, he has to allow for the fact that the kid has his own choice. So the kid decides he wants to have a rock band. The father knows that a rock band is in his real future. He has to deal with that period in his life. So what he'll try to do is to make that departure serve some function in the thing. So he'll move some people into the child's environment who can help him realize, in the course of a rock band, that there is, let's say, mathematics and music, or that there is discipline in mastering a certain thing. So he's constantly shaping the course that the child takes by manipulating certain events, seeing to it that certain disciplines are mastered, certain acquisitions are made, certain awarenesses are created. But doing so in this tension with the child's own free choice. So the ultimate result of this is that eventually, because the father is a very wise person, he's able to move the child as a brain surgeon. The point is that along the way, he's got to use the child's responses creatively so that, and even as he's freely choosing, the father is providing an environment where those choices will not be wasted. Acquisitions. Right, so there could have been lots of forms. There could have been lots of different forms. The Almighty determined, for example, that he was going to give mankind a certain amount of time to define itself. At that point in history, there would be a determination as to what the roles in history were going to be. It turned out that Avraham Avinu was the one who fit the role. So, to what extent is the interplay between God and Avraham to make him aware of things that maybe other people are not aware of? I don't know. That's bad. I don't know. Just, the Derech Hashem has this fact that there was a certain kind of undergraduate status that mankind had over the first roughly 2,000 years of history. There was a Masada, there was a tradition. It was very clear what God's expectation was, recognizing his sovereignty, his oneness, not appealing to idolatry, not living in one. There was a mankind had something to work off of, and at the end of the period, in a certain chapter,
had it been another way, then Netanyahu wouldn't have happened.
Right, completely would have taken a different form. The form would not have contradicted the divine outline. The divine outline for history. It would have just taken a different form.
What we're saying is that the fluidity of this getting to where we're going is totally fluid. It's multidimensional.
Right.
There's a
multidimensional grid over here.
It's simply playing on all hundreds of different levels and going anywhere it wants. But it's going someplace.
It's going someplace. And for every move that billions of people in this world make in exercising their choice, God moves accordingly, so that the world does not veer from its ultimate